KJC Country 104.7 FM. George, that's one from our top five at five. You can check out the latest list anytime at WKJC.com. It is 8:16. We've got sunny skies and 58 degrees Friday morning at this time. You know it. We get the chance to talk to State Representative Peter Battaglia, and he's joining us right now. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. And I got to tell you, I got home last night about 11 p.m. Of course, it was dark, and I have this lovely fortune of living on the shore of Lake Huron, and I sat out there and had a cup of coffee this morning and watched the sun come up, and it's great to be back in northern Michigan.
Oh, isn't it ever? It is a beautiful place to live, that's for sure.
Oh, well, we got to count our blessings once in a while.
Indeed. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about tourism, but first we're going to talk. The big news is, in fact, we got a story on it again this morning. The transportation funding seems to be just a big mess down there in Lansing right now.
It really is. I'm kind of disappointed in the direction the committee is going, and many of us on the committee have asked for a work group. It just seems like we're not doing anything but spinning our wheels, and different people come in and they're nipping at the problem. And when I say nipping at the problem, they come up with thoughts and ideas to try to raise or generate money or change monies, and it's just not working to get to the $1.6 billion that we need. And Thursday, in the two committee meetings we had in transportation, which is three for the week, which is highly unusual, we sat there for about 2.5 hours and moved monies around and changed some thoughts and concerns, and we saved about $160,000, which, okay, that sounds good, but that doesn't fill a pothole.
Yeah.
So wow. It's very contentious right now, and we really need to do something. But overwhelmingly, it seems like people are willing to go to a 1 cent sales tax increase and use that dedicated, constitutionally protected for roads. At least that seems to be the consensus right now. And believe me, and all the listeners out there, this is, again, thoughts. There's nothing written. We've got a long way to go. I doubt if anything will be done before break, and I've actually volunteered to be part of a committee over break to see if we can hammer something out. But another contentious issue there, and I think you might have done a story on it, the so-called red light cameras.
Yeah, we did earlier in the week. Yeah, and I was surprised because the gentleman that that voiced his opinion was a police officer who said he's against it.
In it, the police officers' organization is against it. And matter of fact, all the police officers' organizations are against it. And I don't know, you know, it's a labor issue. Will it reduce personnel? I think a lot of them have that thought. But I don't know where I am on the red light camera issue now. And, of course, I've joked with a lot of my fellow members down there in the county that I live in. We only have one traffic light. We try not to turn it on. But
yeah, you know, and that's funny you should say that, because that's one of the things I was going to ask you about. I know, you know, as you mentioned, it's a big issue. But for northern Michigan, you know, that's not always such a big issue, because you're right. There's a lot of people listening in right now who maybe not even have a stop light in their town.
That's exactly right. And we would never see them up here because of the cost. They're about $200,000 a intersection, and we wouldn't see them. But let's talk about what they actually do. And here's the thing right today. If a police officer issues you a ticket for running a yellow or running a red light, it's a moving violation, and it's points, and it's a monetary fine. And the monetary part of it, $5 goes to the state police, a certain amount of it goes towards judges' retirement fund, and another portion goes to our local libraries. And libraries do gather quite a bit of the revenue off of tickets.
Right.
That's just how it's broke up. And none of it comes to our local police departments. It was always designed to do that so that tickets weren't issued just to generate funds for the local sheriff department.
Sure.
So that is the way it is today. Now, with the red light cameras, if they're installed, it changes it from being a moving violation to a civil infraction, which is similar to a parking ticket.
Okay.
So there's no points, and it takes that fee structure away from, as I described. So that changes to where the company of the red light cameras would receive 50%, roughly, depending on the contract, but that's about average. And then the municipality would get the other 50% to dole out how they feel it should be doled out. So it's changing a lot of things, so we have to be careful there. Now, when it comes to the Police Officers Association that's against it, they believe that chances are that they would reduce personnel because of the red light cameras. And I don't believe that to be true, because all of the cameras, I'm sorry, all of the pictures have to be analyzed by a police officer.
Oh, yeah.
So
that makes sense.
That police officer, instead of being on the street, would be in a controlled environment looking at cars going through. So that being said, now, the push for this is safety. And my wife and I were out in Arizona over Easter break, and they're there. They have red light cameras there. So I went to two different intersections with some friends of mine out there, and we looked at the red light camera. And they're kind of impressive, and I understand from the safety aspect. They're well documented that this is a red light camera area. I mean, there's signage on all four entrances. And this particular intersection crowned in the middle, and it was 40 yards long. So it was huge, three lines of traffic coming in from all directions. And apparently it was an intersection where there was quite a few fatalities. They put the red light cameras in, and the accidents went down. So they're boasting that they're working. But the studies also show that the same safety and numbers could go down if they would lengthen the duration that the yellow light is on by a half a second, and lengthen the duration that the red light is on by a half a second.
Uh-huh.
That means that the people that are waiting to get through the red, that are stopped at the red, they'll have an extra half a second to be there. And the people that are running the yellow have another half a second to get through. And then both intersections would be red for a portion of time before the other traffic starts moving.
Okay.
So if you see it that way, it could work without doing the red light cameras.
Okay.
So it's pretty contentious. The libertarians, of course, are very much against it. They believe it's an invasion of privacy. Another thing I don't like about it is the way that the Michigan proposal is the ticket is issued to the car. So Kevin, being a nice guy, loans his neighbor his pickup truck to go to camp and get a load of firewood, and the neighbor runs a red light. Well, Kevin gets the ticket.
Oh, I see. Wow, yeah, that could throw up some red flags there, yeah.
Right. Well, today, right. If your car is parked and gets a parking ticket, you get the ticket, the owner of the car,
right,
not the person that may have illegally parked. So that's contentious, too, and there's not enough votes at this time to get it out of committee, so I don't think anything's going to happen with that until after break.
All right. Well, one final thing before we let you go, and we want to talk a little bit about, we hear a lot about Pure Michigan, all those ads out there, and you've got an update on that for us.
I do, and I truly believe in Pure Michigan. I think it's a great campaign, especially for us up here, because it's hard for us to collaborate and get enough advertising dollars and a punch in a big enough market. So I truly believe it's a great thing, and IOSCO does a good job. I think we can do a little bit more, and I'm going to be running around to our county commissioners here during breaks, and I have a proposal for them. But Pure Michigan comes through my committee, being the chair of tourism, and what we're going to be doing with Pure Michigan dollars right now is we have always advertised in Ontario, but we have never been able to advertise in the Toronto market because it's too expensive.
Okay.
But we're going to take $2 million out of the Pure Michigan budget, not this year. So the commercials will be made this year and start advertisement next year in the Toronto market. And we believe that advertising in the Toronto market will encourage our neighbors in Ontario to travel into Michigan and then keep them on the east side. Just like the Chicago people tend to travel up the west coast of Michigan, we believe that we can encourage travel from our friends in Toronto to travel up the east side of Michigan.
Okay.
So that's going to be our Chicago people up and coming, and I do believe it'll boost our ability to attract more tourists into our area. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, very good. Well, always good to get you on the show. And now, if they want more information, how would they get in contact with
Give me a call. My office phone number is 517-373-0833, and I'd love to hear from anybody. And today, for our listeners in Alpena, I think people know this, but I have office hours in Alpena today at the Alpena Council office at City Hall. and it'll be between noon and 1:30 today. So if you have issues or concerns, please stop by and visit.
Very nice. Always a pleasure. State Representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Peter, thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to talking to you hopefully next week.
You bet, sir. Have a great day.
You too. And enjoy the outdoors. 8:26, let's check weather. That's brought to you by the Standish, Shaw, Gray, and Penny Pharmacy.
For all your pharmacy needs, shop your home.